The first reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest, who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord comes to judge the earth. The Lord comes to judge the earth. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples his wondrous deeds. The Lord comes to judge the earth. For so great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. Awesome is he, beyond all gods. For all the gods of the nations are things of naught, but the Lord made the heavens. The Lord comes to judge the earth. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and what fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Then shall all the trees of the forest exult. The Lord comes to judge the earth. Before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice and the peoples with constancy. The Lord comes to judge the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and also with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to the custom to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard you done in Capernaum.'" And he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but to only the widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him out to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So first, in the first reading, we hear some of our brothers and sisters call this the rapture, you know, that we'll all be caught up. Well, we'll be caught up again when we're all stand before God on judgment and we get to go before the glory of God and get to live forever. So don't get caught up in the rapture. Get caught up into living every day of your life. As we hear from the gospel, here's Jesus, the God of the universe, that again gets up and reads in front of him, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." So what happens when the Spirit God comes upon you? "He anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor, he sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free and proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Now again, people say, "Well, Father, that sounds like a social justice to me." I hate social justice in itself. I believe not in social justice, but in Christian charity. And all this is Christian charity. And this is what, again, when the Spirit of God, the way you can tell that same Spirit of God that was in Jesus Christ is the same Spirit that should be in you in baptism, is what? The Spirit of the living God has anointed me and is upon me. Why? To bring glad tidings to the poor. Are we bringing glad tidings to the poor? How are you bringing glad tidings to the poor? To proclaim liberty to captives. Are you talking about the freedom found in Jesus Christ? Recovery of sight to the blind. Boy, if we had faith and we start using this power, we're called to help people see, not only physically see, but spiritually see the love of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and let the oppressed go free and proclaim a year acceptable. All these things, the Spirit of God, when they came upon Jesus, was to help set people free, to bring them healing, to take care of the poor. These must be the things we do if you and I are going to prove that the Spirit that Jesus Christ had within him is the same Spirit you and I have within us. So again, as we heard the other day, let us allow the Word, accept it humbly, let it enter into our hearts. It has the power to save us if we act on the Word and not just listen to it. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.